Everyone gets the odd headache, but if that headache happens 15 days or more a month, it's defined as a condition called chronic daily headache. In a moment, we'll hear more about the causes of these headaches, but before that, here's one person's experience. Melanie Carpigo has headaches almost all the time, ever since she had a benign tumour removed from the base of her brain 5 years ago. She has to take so many painkillers that when she became pregnant, there was a risk that her baby might be born with a dependency on drugs. Luckily, the baby was fine, but the headaches are still going on.
Actually, I was on holiday in France and I had a lot of pain behind one eye, and that just got progressively worse. And it was actually an endocrinologist that diagnosed me with something called acromegaly, which is a pituitary tumour. I then went on to have surgery to remove the tumour, and my hope was that after the operation all the pain and everything would disappear and that would be the end of it. And actually it did disappear for a few weeks, and I really thought that my life had been changed and saved, and I was super happy, but unfortunately it came back. They then decided that I needed to have radiotherapy. And in the meantime, the eye pain sort of moved over to a more central headache.
You were told that perhaps these were triggered by the radiotherapy. So after the radiotherapy ended, did you find that your headache pain changed at all?
It maybe got slightly better, but, it definitely didn't go away. It just moved the headache from the eye to a general headache. This headache is almost like somebody has switched on a light switch, which has never been turned off. It just gets filtered with painkillers for a few hours and then it breaks through again. I was given all sorts of different painkillers and nothing worked. And then eventually one doctor prescribed me OxyContin, which is an opioid. And at one stage I was taking about 340 milligrams a day. What it does is it numbs the pain, but it also numbs all your other senses as well. So your ability to enjoy life and to live as a normal person just sort of goes out the window, really. I had one doctor who decided that the pain was probably being caused by medication overuse. The problem is that your body soon gets used to it and you then need increasingly more, a higher dose in order to get the same pain relief, and it just seems to sort of escalate from there. So I did the 10-day stint in hospital, which was unbelievably painful and exhausting and emotional and everything else. And at the end of it, the pain was still there.
So what about work? Can you tell me about how it affected your working life?
The real difficult thing with these types of headaches is that, no one can see them. A lot of the time I thought it would almost be better if I had, a great big wound that everyone could see, because even if you do tell people, they'll forget about it. And so I found it really quite difficult, and do find it quite difficult, just having to sort of put on a smile every day and try and fit in with the normal world when you're in constant pain.
Melanie Carpigo talking to Flora Graham. Chronic daily headaches can have all sorts of causes. For today's Health Check Health Minute, here's Professor Peter Goadsby from the Institute of Neurology in London and University of California, San Francisco.
Chronic daily headache simply means headache on 15 days or more a month for more than 3 months. So, for example, under chronic daily headache, there are both primary and secondary chronic daily headaches. Secondary headache is a type of headache where there's a clear cause. If you have no external cause, you have primary chronic daily headache. So, for example, a person that has lots of migraine will have a migraine fall. Chronic daily headache is very debilitating, and it's also very common. 5% of Western populations have chronic daily headache. The treatments of chronic daily headache are first to identify what the problem is. So if you've got an infection, you treat the infection. If you had a brain tumour, you treat the brain tumour. For the primary chronic daily headaches like migraine or tension type headache, there are various medicines that can be quite helpful. In an era of technology and scans and tests, it might sound a bit bland, but actually the best value you get is to get a clear history. Firstly, you establish how frequent the headache is, and very often that's done with a diary, and I'd encourage anyone who had frequent headache to start with a simple diary, to write down when they get a headache. If you want to go to your doctor and talk about headache, things are improving, and there's no reason to sit with frequent headache, losing time out of your life when there are things that can be done.